talk about Interstellar. I mean, I watched it yesterday morning, so it's quite a way to start the day.
Yeah.
And I was just totally blown away. I was completely in awe of the whole thing. What was it like when Christopher Nolan approached you to be in this epic movie, his most epic movie?
Oh, it's amazing. I'd always wanted to be in a Christopher Nolan film. I'm a big fan of his. I've gone to see all of his films in the movie theater. And I knew before I even read the script, I was going to say yes. But of course, then when I read the script and, you know, it's this thrilling space adventure film, but I realized that the heart of the film, the core of the film, is about a father and a daughter and the bonds of love. And that my character gets to participate in that storyline. So that was really special for me.
I mean, I was crying for a large percentage of the film, I think. I didn't expect it to be so moving.
I know. That's what I'm so blown away by what Chris has done. It's the idea of connecting the science to the spirit, you know?
Yeah.
Many times we see films that are either one or the other. And when I saw this for the first time, in small ways, it reminded me of the Tree of Life. Tree of Life is nature and grace. And this film definitely is, it connects love to physics in a very profound way that I've never seen before.
And there is a lovely line in the film sort of saying that love transcends time and space.
Wow.
And I've never thought of it like that before.
And it's true. It is the thing that transcends time and space.
Do you have much time for love in your life? You're so busy now, aren't you? Since you did The Help, it's just been nuts for you, hasn't
it? Yeah, but I always have time for love in my life. I think it's the most important reason to get out of bed every day.
I mean, I was saying earlier, I follow you on Instagram, and you often post not really meaningful sayings or a quote or something. Is that you? Is that sort of, do you have mantras that you live by?
You know, I guess, I mean, one thing I live by is just really being present in every moment. And sometimes I know that can be difficult with so much going on. And, you know, you can feel like, especially when you're stressed, that life is passing you by. So for me, it's really important to connect as much as I can and to lead my life with an open heart. And that I guess would be my mantra.
Yeah, that's nice. It is hard sometimes, isn't it, though, to live in the moment, not worry about the past or the future and what, you know, what might be or what has been. Because we're all guilty of that.
Oh, completely. Especially when there's a lot of work ahead of you. Sometimes you can just become paralyzed by, oh my gosh, how am I going to get all this done? Instead of going, what is this moment? What can I do right now? You know, and we get bogged down by the future.
Were you not worried about going into this film at all? But I mean, it's such a big film. Do you get moments like that before you do a film thinking, can I do it? You know, is it?
Yeah, I definitely have trepidation sometimes. Usually that makes me want to do it even more because I know that if you fail, you're going to learn more sometimes than if you do something that everyone loves. That's really important to me, to continue to grow as an artist and as a person. And so challenging myself, taking on something that I'm not sure if I can do, means that I'm always going to push myself a little bit more.
So what's next then after this? How do you?
You mean like film-wise?
Yeah.
I'm doing The Martian with Ridley Scott. And this time I'm playing an astronaut.
Excellent. So you get to wear the spacesuit this
time.
Yes,
and I've gotten some advice from Annie, and she says to wear a cooling suit underneath because they get very hot. So that's the first thing I asked for in the costume fitting.
Did you?
Yeah. Excellent.
And apparently they're very, very heavy, because Anne was saying that she was thinking, great, I don't have to work out for this film because I'm in a spacesuit the whole time. No one's going to see my body. And then realized that the thing is so heavy, you have to be very fit to wear it.
Yeah. I mean, hers was 40 pounds. I guess an actual spacesuit is a little over 80 pounds. I'm sure, you know, when you're in a situation where there's no gravity, it's not so heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, I know that she struggled with that.
So have you been doing the zero gravity stuff and all the training?
No, no. I'll be going to NASA and Houston and doing my research, but I haven't done any zero gravity. I'll do whatever they let me do. We'll see what the field trip, the space camp entails.
That sounds exciting. Yeah. So when do you head into space camp?
This month I actually start to meet people.
Brilliant. And then the awards buzz around this Interstellar is obviously huge, and a lot of people saying that Christopher Nolan especially deserves to be recognised.
Absolutely.
For what he's done. You're very, very familiar with award season now. Are you looking forward to that again? Another season of red carpets?
I love wearing pretty dresses, and that is my favourite part about going to these things and meeting other incredible artists. That's so exciting. You know, you just never know what the formula of this season is. Some of my favorite performances aren't recognized. Marion Cotillard in Rust and Bone, I thought was perfection. And she wasn't even nominated that year, which really was shocking. So I'm a member of the Academy now. I get to vote, which I'm very pleased with. And who knows what the formula is.
Do you know what? I always love talking to you because you say, I love dressing up. This is my favorite. Like, who would not love that? And I'm like, it's so true.
Yes. I mean, the clothes that I get to wear is pretty insanely awesome. I'm very excited about that.
I always get very jealous. I love that so much. All those dresses to choose from, that jewelry.
I know. Amazing. Walking around in heels every day, after a while, you're like, all right, I'm good with the... with a pantsuit and sneakers, but yeah, I love that part about premieres and such.
Well, Jessica, it's been so lovely to see you. Thank you very much for talking to us about Interstellar.
Thank you. Pleasure for me.